Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and I am joined perhaps for the final time this Friday with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Bob Wilson. Bob, thank you as always for joining me today.
Hey, it's a highlight of my week.
All right, well, let's get right into that highlight then. So obviously there's a lot going on this weekend and today, in fact. One of the most important things that we're talking about is the Perry Cruise Show.
Yes. We've been doing this for, I think, the last 3 years. This will be the fourth year. It's one of those events that's really growing. Board member Dave Wright kind of takes it and just goes with it. He goes and gets all these great sponsors that make it possible. Has a great idea with, if you enter, you get some Perry Cruise Bucks, which you can use at downtown restaurants as a promotion to get people in the stores. The weather's shaping up pretty nice. This whole summer's been really darn hot. So I think some people with cars are ready to get out. And I'm a little bit scared to see how many cars we actually get. But we're going to cram them down. Town. I know there's a bunch of motorcycles already coming. I've already talked to two guys with drag cars. They might be down there. Who knows, a tractor or 10 or maybe some bicycles. But, you know, that's the whole kind of fun part. We're going to try to keep it organized as possible, but I'd love to just see it jam-packed. So if you're not bringing a car, you got plenty of things to do anyway. Come down and see them, obviously, and peruse. Do not touch. I learned that. Don't touch. And no, you can't park it. So that joke gets really old when I ask it 150 times. If I can park their car, they don't think that's funny. But I continue to do it. The Mandarin Cafe, you can purchase beer and wine inside and then enjoy it out on the Josh Davis Plaza. DJ Pat Graney will be down there. Just come and chill out. One thing you got to do is check out these handmade Jim Von Baron trophies that are phenomenal. We are going to have one for local cars, and then the remainder will go to Best in Show. But if you haven't checked those out, come do it. What else is going on? There will be some street closures locals will have to deal with. Willis to Lucinda on 2nd Street will be closed from about 2 p.m. on. And 1st Street to what I like to call 2nd and a half Street, which we close Warford off at, like, basically the bank parking lot. We don't want to close down the drive-thru. That's all on Warford about 2 o'clock on. So plan accordingly. You're going to have to walk a little bit, but that's the idea. So get down. There'll be the fire department will be down there with brats and steak sandwiches, and they have a great snow cone maker, so they're going to do some snow cones. And like I said, the restaurants and the stores will be open as well. So the whole point of this Perry Cruise is to get downtown. It runs tonight from 6 to 10, and just come and enjoy and hang out.
All right. If anyone's on the fence about going to the Perry Cruise, what would you tell them to, you know, really convince them to get out there and see it?
It's easy. that's what I like. We're going to be as hassle-free as possible. If you haven't been in a car show, maybe this is your first car show. Just meet us on Warford between 1st and 2nd Street. We'll have a tent there. There is a $10 entry fee that goes to Relay for Life. No pre-registration needed. We're good to go. Just come on down. If you're a resident, what better thing to do on a Friday night than just hang out in your downtown and have a gander at some beautiful cars? So there's no excuse not to, and we'll see you there.
All right. Something also starting today and then running through tomorrow as well that is not just Perry, but it's really 177 miles of towns is the Highway 141 garage sale. Now, I feel like we're remiss for not mentioning this before, but what can you tell me about the Highway 141 garage sale?
This thing is nuts. I mean, this is just a crazy event. It's been going on for a handful of years. I will advise on a local level, be careful. Look out. They just pull over and they just pull out of driveways. And if they see a deal, man, sometimes I don't even think they stop the vehicle. They just let it roll and they jump out. So it's all about public safety and awareness. We do have lots of kids on bikes and things like that. So just be aware and slow down and let them enjoy the community. You're going to have visitors from all over. Like you said, last year, my folks had a sale and it was a good idea. So we threw some stuff in there. Wow, that was a mess. But anyway, people from Arkansas, Alabama, they're coming and they're picking all this stuff. They have whole trailers that they're buying full of, and then they're going to cart it back down to where they're at and sell it. So it's pretty neat for exposure. As far as, like I said, the town is going to increase, but get out there and take advantage and be an ambassador. You're at the grocery store, you're at the gas station, whatever it is. If there's someone that has a question, sell Perry. Help them out. Tell them wherever they need to go. Welcome them. Tell them to come back more often. And that's what I think an opportunity is with these events, is to be an ambassador, promote the community. And I mean, not only I know it's my job to say that, but it's fun. If people like to see smiling faces, they're going to come back to that town. So be careful out there. Get the best deal you can. I'm looking for some vinyl records. If you find anything good, Grateful Dead-ish, you know, send them to me. But no, I'm just kidding. But it is a good event, and hopefully it'll promote some Perry businesses as well.
Yeah, and I would also like to just remind people to be careful because with the Cruise Car Show and the garage sale, there's going to be lots and lots of people around Perry. So be careful when you're out driving.
Yes, and respect private businesses and private houses parking, you know, so just don't drop the reins. But other than that, let's have a good time and find the best bowling ball or leg lamp, or I don't know what you're looking for, but it's out there.
Reward.
Yeah, there's something awesome out there for everybody. So take advantage of the 141 Garage Show.
All right. So moving on, I'm going to kind of lump two questions into one here. Changes to the chamber right now, first being the move to the Towncraft building, the second being your resignation. So what can you tell me about the latest as far as both of these big changes for the chamber is concerned?
Great things are coming down the line. I mean, the office at the Security Bank building is beautiful. It's an awesome space. We've really liked it, but it's Towncraft is going to be better. We're going to open it up into more of a co-working space, help facilitate that. But also, it's good to change up every once in a while, you know, and that's kind of what's going on with me leaving. The hiring committee is doing a great job of making sure everything's in order, and we're moving forward to kind of tweak the job description. I think that this time they're just going to take it slow. I'll stay on as part-time and help the transition. We have a great board. It was awesome to see a board meeting yesterday. You know, they're just starting to empower themselves. It's inspiring to see, you know, yeah, I can do that. I'll do that and I'll do that. And they really have the best interest of not only the chamber, but the membership as well. So they're going to continue progressing and making sure everything's going the right way. As far as the Towncraft, 100% move time, you know, it's still up in the air. Right now we're tweaking the space with furniture and technology. You know, you're trying to move our old technology over there and trying to figure out how it all works. So I'm just smart enough to screw it up. So I'm trying to get some help with that. But, you know, it's going to be a fresh office. It's going to be a fresh start. It's going to be a great opportunity for the chamber to really evaluate and kind of come internal and strategic plan. You know, like, why do we do this and what does it benefit? If there is no benefit, then how do we make it benefit our members? So I'm excited. I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to assist. So we're having a lot of fun. The meetings are... it's a lot more fun when you don't have to talk the whole time. For 6 years, I talked a lot. So I'm going to sit back and listen and really just see how much it's going to improve and how much more fun it's going to be to watch from the perspective of a spectator and maybe as a volunteer. So we're excited. I'm not going too far away. I will miss the chamber chat every week, but you know, somebody new is going to come with a better voice, prettier voice. I promise.
I don't think that's possible. All right, one last thing I wanted to ask you about is next week is the Chamber Coffee, correct?
Yes, always the second Friday of the month. 8 o'clock it starts. It runs till about 9 o'clock. This I love about it, this program is it's a networking opportunity. You know, 40, 45, 50 people show up, whatever it may be, light refreshments. But then we give you an opportunity to talk about it, something that you did that you like, maybe a program that's coming up. You want to introduce a new employee or whatever. So take advantage of these. These are free and open to the public and chamber members. Next week's, we're going to announce the location. We're changing it up a little bit because the office has moved. It was scheduled to be in the chamber office, but we'll see how that ends up. But stay tuned. We have a little surprise for that one too. So Chamber Coffees, put them on your calendar. Second Friday of every month from 8 to 9.
All right. And I have been to all of them since I've been here in Perry, and they are pretty awesome, I must say. Well, I guess I said that one last thing was the one last thing, but one last thing is this is our last opportunity to have our chamber chat on Friday. So I guess any final thoughts on that? Any final words for our listeners?
Thanks for listening. You know, I've had a pleasure with the radio. You guys are great supporters of all the chamber programs. The Big Red Radio has been everywhere. You know, it's been fun. So I will miss it. I think it's a valuable tool to help get the word out. And I can assure you it will continue with the new director and the board and stuff like that. In the next following few weeks, what we're going to try to do is bring on board members so you can hear their voices and then judge them and see who's the best. And then, you know, put the vote back in with Joe. So no, in all seriousness, I will be saddened to not do this, but I've had a heck of a run and we're having a lot of fun. So thanks for letting me do it every week.
Well, thanks for coming in every week. Bob Wilson, the about to be former Perry Chamber of Commerce director. Thank you so much for joining me as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Bob Wilson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.